Thank you. So, concluding observations from Lithuania, of Lithuania were adopted on 20th of July 2018. The information received from the state party is from June 2020. Information received from NGOs, namely the National LGBT Rights Organization, is from July 2020, and Office of the Equal Opportunities Ombudsperson submitted information on July 2020 as well. So the three priority recommendations are paragraph 10, discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity, paragraph 20, migrants and asylum seekers, and paragraph 22, persons deprived of liberty and detention conditions. Turning first to paragraph 10, the state party was asked to intensify its efforts to eliminate discrimination against persons on the basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity, ensure that legislation is not interpreted and applied in a discriminatory manner against LGBTI persons, and refrain from adopting any legislation that would impede the full enjoyment of their covenants rights. Also, it was asked to review legislation to fully recognize the equality of same-sex couples and ensure that legislation concerning the change of civil status with respect to gender identity is clear and applied in accordance with the rights under the covenant, including through enactment of legislation on gender reassignment procedures. The state party informed us that the law on equal opportunities and the labor code prohibit discrimination, including on the ground of sexual orientation. That in January 2019, there was a decision concerning family reunification of a same-sex couple whose union was concluded abroad. And in this decision, the Constitutional Court stated that Article 29 of the Constitution prohibited discrimination based on gender identity and or sexual orientation, and that under the Constitution, the concept of the family was neutral from gender perspective. In 2019 and 2020, the Minister of Justice and Health removed legal provisions that could discriminate against transgender persons in legal acts, and also that in 2017, a working group established by the Ministry of Justice prepared a draft law on recognition of gender identity, providing also for the administrative procedure for changing entries in civil status records. Also informs us about the action plan aiming to reduce discrimination on all grounds, the awareness raising and training courses, also about the Office of the Equal Opportunities Ombudsperson's review of the situation of transgender people in 2019. The information we received from stakeholders is that the proposal in 2019 to reverse an amendment to the law on equal treatment, restating the previous definition of family members, was abolished. I mean, there was a proposal for the government to abolish that definition in January 2020 and include registered partners in the definition of the family members. And the draft law is currently under consideration in parliamentary committees. Also, that there are discriminatory implications in various laws which introduce the concept of the complementarity of maternity and paternity, defined as the child's intrinsic need to have two parents of different sexes. Also, that the Lithuanian legal system does not recognize the legal categories of gender identity or gender expression, rendering discrimination against transgender person not punishable by law. Furthermore, that the gender identity is not a protected ground in the proposed amendment on the law on equal treatment. And this is also an obstacle for ombudsperson to investigate complaints submitted by transgender persons. Also, that there are difficulties because of the lack of administrative procedures when in accessing to healthcare facilities. So, also that in 2019 there was a finding that the transgender persons face challenges regarding data protection, personal identification, in divorces and dismissal from certain professions due to diagnosis of gender dysphoria, and that the draft law on recognition of gender identity has been prepared but not adopted. Also, that there were amendments to legal provisions banning transgender persons from exercising functions of judges in May 2019, and also the same for attorneys, notaries, and bailiffs in February 2020. Also, that the ombudsperson received 9 complaints on the grounds of sexual orientation, and also that the amendment to the law on the protection of minors from the detrimental effects of public information that was registered in 2017 to ensure that it could not be used to discriminate on the grounds of sexual orientation. And despite this proposal, no legislative procedure has yet been initiated. Also, that only 23% of transgender persons report being aware of national equality bodies, and therefore few complaints submitted to these bodies. And that in June 2019, the Parliament rejected a petition to include gender identity and gender expression in the list of protected grounds in the Labour Code and the Law on Equal Opportunities. And that a law protecting minors is discriminatorily interpreted and applied in practice, and that there have been no legislative developments on same-sex family rights, nor on defining civil